1045 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following a suspension for comments made about Charlie Kirk's shooter. However, says ABC's Lana Moyes,
Kimmel was not on the air nationwide. Two companies that own ABC stations are still preempting the show. Sinclair saying discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. And Nexstar wants assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve.
The suspension overseen by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Hong Kong is just getting battered right now by Typhoon Ragasa, causing deaths in Taiwan and the Philippines and hundreds of thousands of evacuations in southern China as well. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the UN General Assembly today. On Tuesday, he met with President Trump, and afterwards, Trump appeared to change his mind on the conflict, now saying Ukraine can win back all of the territory it's lost to Russia so far. This is ABC News.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has reported another significant increase in the number of calls for falls in 2024. According to a recently released report, emergency crews responded to over 140,000 calls for residents who were hurt in a fall. The total is nearly 10,000 higher than 2023 and over 35,000 higher than 2019. DHS officials say the state's aging population is a contributing factor in the increased number of falls. Wisconsin also has the highest fall death rate among older adults in the country. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that a multi-state coalition has secured a court order blocking the release of personal information on residents who received SNAP to the Trump administration. On Thursday, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order preventing the USDA from demanding states turn over the SNAP data known as Food Share in Wisconsin. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the data contained sensitive personal information, including Social Security numbers, for nearly 1 million Wisconsin residents. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake has announced a significant donation to improve their services. According to organization officials, Trinity Lutheran Church recently made a $75,000 donation to the shelter to upgrade the building's kitchen. The renovated kitchen would allow individuals using the shelter's services to practice cooking for themselves and make it easier for volunteers to provide more meals. Shelter officials say they also need around $100,000 to fix their boiler and furnace systems. The city of Rice Lake will use federal transportation grant funding to improve an intersection seeing an uptick in traffic over recent years. City officials say they've obtained over $1 million in funding through a Highway Safety Improvement Project grant to reconstruct the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Highway O and install new traffic signals next year. They say the intersection is one of the more dangerous in the area and has only become more dangerous with Oak Leaf Clinics moving in and Menards planning a self-storage facility. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some areas of clouds and fog around this morning, gradually lifting into sunshine this afternoon and highs in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And we're back into sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day, a high in the mid 70s. Right now it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 now on a Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or catching us on all the many ways that you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays or on demand all through the rest of the day. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Do you think Donald Trump watched Jimmy Kimmel last night? I mean, he couldn't resist, right? I mean, what narcissist, what would you be? What would a narcissist be if you can't help yourself and have to turn on the guy whose show you thought you had canceled, but due to popular uprising from not just liberals, not just moderates, but from a lot of conservatives who appreciate the First Amendment, having that full range of people demanding that Jimmy Kimmel be returned to the air, and he did. So we will play a couple of clips about that coming up, in about 15 minutes or so. So stick around for that. Of course, did you watch? Did you have any impressions on what Jimmy Kimmel said about his return or anything else that you have for questions or comments along the way here? Just a reminder, you can get into the comment sections of Facebook and YouTube for Up North News or Civic Media. Best of all, use the Civic Media app to text us, and I believe the phones are working again. So we're going to really start plugging the phones next week, because tomorrow and Friday the show will be on the road. But when things get back to normal here next week, it is going to be a lot of fun. Tony says on YouTube, I tried to watch Kimmel, but it's on so late. Yeah, same. Same goes for the Brewers when they're on the West Coast. Again, I missed nothing. They lost 7-0. However, their magic number is 2 to get the best record throughout and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Coming up this morning, we're going to be talking to State Superintendent of Public Education, Jill Underley. That's at about 7:35. Late last week, she delivered her annual State of Education address in the State Capitol Rotunda. And Jill Underley, especially having been freshly reelected earlier this year to a new four-year term, does not have to hold back. And, you know, we'll tell you what she really thinks, especially of efforts to, you know, shovel more of your tax dollars into private school vouchers. And so we'll talk to her about that and many other things along the way. Of course, you know, part of the real meat and potatoes of having this show is not for, you know, Pat Kreitlow to yap, but to talk up North News, and especially the many products that we have here, including a newsletter that you can sign up for. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the banner on top of our homepage, and get to be a subscriber. Today, for example, I got to bring in Parker Olson, who's producing this little party down in Madison Studio A2. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better after I saw the newsletter this morning. Okay. Ellie is our new newsletter editor. You know, because of my advanced age, Ellie appears to be 11 years old, but I know that she's older than that. Cause I mean, you appear to be 13, but I know that they wouldn't let you have this job as a 13-year-old.
Wait, that means that she'd be younger than me. Oh God. How can she be younger than me, Pat?
You'll see. Next week, she's going to start making regular appearances. And here's one of the reasons I'm looking forward to it. So I open up this morning's newsletter and she writes, "This summer, my boyfriend and I went to see Styx, the Kevin Cronin band of REO Speedwagon fame, and Don Felder of the Eagles. I also saw the Doobie Brothers with my mom and my grandma, three generations who enjoyed the same music. This fall, the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers have been two main bands in my music rotation."
Well, there
so
you
either
go.
She likes the old guy music, or she's working a little too hard to, you know, get in good stead with the radio show hosts here. And I don't think it's that because, you know, I'm not her boss, so she doesn't have to do that. But I just think that she's already demonstrating great taste in music. So
there you go.
That's
good.
Part of what had to write. She also reminds us that there's a special fall edition of the newsletter coming out on Friday, all about fall festivals around Wisconsin, Oktoberfests, spooky sights as we get closer to Halloween and more. So if you want to see that in your inbox on Friday, get over to upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for that. So did you try to stay up and watch the Brewers again out in San Diego?
No, I actually fell asleep at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, which is very early for me. So that was not even an effort at trying
Good.
To stay up.
Good. Yeah, like I said, it appears you missed nothing. 7-0, the Brewers lost.
Yeah.
But again, these are, in football, you refer to this as garbage time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get hurt. And you don't want to get in such a funk, you know, that you hobble into the postseason.
You don't. But I would like to. I have not looked at the lineup. I'm actually going to do that right now because I fear
oh, yeah.
a
there
little.
There was another new pitcher for the Brewers yesterday, and I spent the whole first part of the season learning new pitchers' names.
Yeah, really.
I'm not going to get to know these names because they're not going to be on the playoff roster. And so the Brewers, they wrap up the series in San Diego with a day game, and of course, out here for us, that's mid-afternoon by the time they get started out in Southern California. So the pregame will begin at 2:35 this afternoon on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. Then the Brewers are off tomorrow and then begin that final homestand of the series against the Cincinnati Reds at American Family Field. By the way, Quinn Priester is pitching in this afternoon's tilt against the Padres.
So an actual pitcher that we actually use.
Yes. Yeah.
Not now, again, Bruce Zimmerman.
Not Bruce Zimmerman, which I thought was a made up name. Isn't that a pseudonym of some sort?
It could be. No.
But yeah, he gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Oh, did he? Nice.
So yeah. So again, don't get used to him.
Excellent.
I have neglected to mention we've been so busy with the Packer season started and the Brewers and Badger football. And I've lost sight, and I will not make that mistake going forward, that the UW Badgers women's volleyball team is ranked 7th in the country, and they beat 15th-ranked Florida over the weekend in front of 12,000 people at the Kohl Center. The Badgers are 7-1 on the season, and they will open the Big Ten season this Friday at the Fieldhouse against Rutgers. So, again, a good solid start for Badger volleyball here.
Badger volleyball is the only Badger sport that I think is, like, must-see viewing.
Yes, and clearly 12,000 people at the Kohl Center thought so over the weekend, too. And I just expect a really great year out of them once again.
Yeah.
Tony on YouTube, I only had the youth and energy of Parker. He says, Tony's got a connection to Cleveland. So he said he did stay up to watch the Cleveland Guardians complete their amazing streak to take the division lead over Detroit after being 15 games back not that long ago.
The Tigers,
this is quite a collapse by Detroit that's happening right now. We haven't talked about it at all, but every so often I look out the corner of my eye and I'm like, Detroit had this thing sewn up.
Yeah, they were doing better than we were for a minute, I think.
Yeah, and now they're in a real fight for these last few days. Oh, and by the way, we mention Tony all the time, but to your point about, what was the pitcher's name? Bruce Zimmerman?
Bruce Zimmerman, yes.
Yeah,
no relation.
He says, can't trust those Zimmermans, says Tony Zimmerman on there. Roger pops up on Facebook right now to say, if there is a team going to garbage, it's the Detroit Tigers. The Guardians have tied the Tigers, and the Guardians hold the tiebreaker. Whoa. So, yeah, we've got something fun to watch for the final weekend of the season here. So
there you go.
All right. So we'll get back to Jimmy Kimmel's return to ABC coming up in about 7 minutes or so. But let me start by mentioning here closer to home that there is this governor's race here with Tony Evers not running for a third term. And on the Republican side, there is finally somebody with some widespread name ID, as Congressman Tom Tiffany gives the Republicans somebody with some recognition. Now, again, it's not huge recognition, but the 7th Congressional District that Tom Tiffany represents, I mean, that is basically the northern third of Wisconsin, and he was in the legislature for about 7 years prior to being in Congress. Tiffany made his announcement on a right-wing radio show, and he said, "I give us the best chance to win in 2026. He says, "I will not allow our state to be dragged down that woke and broke road." And that really is Tom Tiffany's stock and trade, has been going back to his days in the legislature, is just, you know, the cliches of Republican right-wing conservative talk radio. So you're going to hear about, you know, going woke and all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the actual issues that affect your daily lives and mine. And that's really reflected in his record. I mean, he is not exactly putting together a record that's going to win over moderate voters. Tiffany has won in solidly Republican districts, and he's been able to do that with positions that are against women's reproductive health care rights, in favor of potentially allowing open pit mining in northern Wisconsin, hostile to workers' rights, opposed to affordable health care, dismissive of gun safety proposals. And to me, I mean, the thing that was a real deal breaker was his vote against accepting some states' electoral votes back on January 6, 2021, going along with Donald Trump's plans to steal an American election. But he also is in favor of what Donald Trump is doing right now with all these tariffs and the way they're hiking consumers' bills. Well, in fact, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin gave us the first look at an ad that's going to start running today. Let's give a listen to the state Democratic Party welcoming Tom Tiffany into the race.
Tariff lover Tom Tiffany is raising your cost of living.
The tariffs that are being done are really good things.
In Congress, he voted to protect the tariffs that are forcing you to pay more for nearly everything you buy. Tariff Tom raised grocery prices.
Higher tariffs.
Prescription drugs and tools.
Higher tariffs.
He raised school supply costs.
Higher tariffs.
It even costs more now to wipe your ass.
Higher tariffs.
Tariff Tom Tiffany. Raising costs, flashing your money away.
There you see one part of what's going to be a multifaceted approach to tackle Tom Tiffany, because at this point, you know, he will be the Republican front runner. The one thing that he does not have coming into the race, which was a bit surprising, is an endorsement from Donald Trump. And what I mean by that is, look, last year in the 8th Congressional District in Northeast Wisconsin, Tony Weed got Donald Trump's endorsement right away. So right away that we were like, who's Tony Weed? He hadn't even announced yet, and Trump had endorsed him, which was, you know, great communication by those two. But again, Tony Weed started the race, a guy who was an unknown with Trump's endorsement. Tom Tiffany and Donald Trump are indistinguishable. And yet when Tiffany approached Trump to say he was going to be running, he did not come out of that conversation with Trump's endorsement. Now, I'm quite confident he will get it, but it's a little bit unusual that somebody who is such a, I guess we'll be kind and say a loyalist to Donald Trump, is still lacking that endorsement. But there he is with the endorsement for governor on the Republican side, and then four or five other candidates running on the Democratic side. The primary will be next August, for the general election next November to be Wisconsin's next governor. We will talk about the return of Jimmy Kimmel to the airways next. First, from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the golf for the green and gold. Text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Mention Big G and get $20 off your next round. Hurry, offer ends October 31st.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Sunday mornings by signing up for our weekend politics newsletter, Sunday mornings with Pat Kreitlow, over at upnorthnewswi.com. The question of the week is, who's to blame if there's another government shutdown? Is it Republicans who have the majority in the House and the Senate, and they hold the White House, and yet they can't agree among themselves on a new federal budget? Is it Democrats who are to blame because most Republicans know what they want, but they need a handful of Democratic votes, and so the Democrats just go along? Or does most of the fault lie with President Trump, you know, Mr. Art of the Deal, who can't seem to cobble a deal that would, you know, be good for most Americans? So again, that's our question of the week. Sign up in our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Civic Media has a new daily newsletter as well, filled with all kinds of links, show highlights, little news blurbs, and more. You'll find it through Substack. So to get Civic Media's new daily newsletter, here's the address. Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com. One more thing that's coming up in our next hour. It's day three of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We'll give you a keyword just after the 7 o'clock news. You'll have until 8 o'clock to use the Civic Media app to text us that keyword to be in the running for a daily prize and then also a grand prize, which is tickets to a Minnesota versus Green Bay game in Green Bay in November to watch a little football action. So stick around for that keyword in the next hour. All right. Well, again, Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late night show. This is the most I've ever talked about Jimmy Kimmel, probably more than I've actually watched it. Probably more of a Stephen Colbert guy, though. I haven't seen late night TV in forever with this early radio show. I have nothing against Jimmy Kimmel, but it's surprising that we're all talking about him right now. But it was his show, and it was a very flimsy context that was put over some of his words that led Disney ABC to say last week that they were suspending him indefinitely because of the way that he reacted to the Charlie Kirk murder. When, of course, anybody could look closely at the words and see that they were positively tame by comparison and did not justify being removed indefinitely. And, of course, that indefinitely only lasted about 6 days before a whole lot of people spoke up, including people who don't normally agree with Jimmy Kimmel on the issues, but did stick up for our First Amendment rights to free speech and expression without undue government coercion. And so here are a few clips from Jimmy Kimmel from last night here. There is, for example, I want to see if I can introduce these right. Nope. And in fact, let's just, here he is talking about being back on air and really what President Trump tried to do to push him off air.
I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that. Unfortunately, and I think unjustly, this puts them at risk. The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. He can't take a joke, right? And so one thing you didn't hear in there was an apology. Jim from Brookfield on our text line summed it up well, saying, good morning, Pat. My wife and I stayed up to watch Jimmy Kimmel and thought he did a very good job, spot on. We noticed he never said he was sorry, but his message was remorseful to anyone who may have been offended. We feel his emotions were sincere. Here's a little bit more of Jimmy Kimmel talking about that.
He's gunning for our journalists, too. He's suing them. He's bullying them. Over the weekend, his foxy friend Pete Hegseth announced a new policy that requires journalists with Pentagon press credentials to sign a pledge promising not to report information that hasn't been explicitly authorized for release. That includes unclassified information. They want to pick and choose what the news is. I know that's not as interesting as muzzling a comedian, but it's so important to have a free press, and it is nuts that we aren't paying more attention to it. Walter Cronkite must be spinning in his grave right now. He's dead, right?
Yeah. Yes, he is. And yes, would be spinning in his grave at this. And so, again, I'm so happy to hear that Kimmel was much more on offense and defending free speech and in no way appeared to be kowtowed. Here's one more clip to show that he's making the corner and turning back into comedy at the president, which is fair game in this country.
He tried, did his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now.
So there we go. Again, to the degree that it may have been just a big old distraction is a possibility. And Trump, of course, couldn't help himself. He had to comment on this. So he took to his tiny social media feed and he basically provided a confession that he, the president of the United States, had tried to remove Jimmy Kimmel and have the show canceled. Lots of insults in his tweet. He says, I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. again, this is the president of the United States saying he's going to be going after networks and owners to do whatever it is that he says, including canceling comedians who tell jokes about him. That in itself is a joke, and the joke we need to keep telling because we have the freedom to do that in America. Today's history lesson is next. You're up, North.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Well, the weather might have thrown a few surprises at Wisconsin farmers, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's been great for grazing. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We've got the markets and that story with one of our University Extension grazing specialists on the way.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Jason Cavadini, University Extension Grazing Outreach Specialist, says with the cooler weather that we had this growing season, perennial grasses have thrived. And he said that's great news for anybody that's grazing.
It's just been an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses. There's multiple reasons for that. We've had plenty of rainfall, and it's kind of been timed. So, like, typically we think of cool season grasses, especially as we hear this term summer slump. This year that was timed up with plenty of rainfall, and so the summer slump was pretty minor, if at all.
That's Jason Cavadini. He's one of our University Extension grazing outreach specialists, and he said while those perennial grasses were able to thrive this summer, he said, believe it or not, September and October can be some of the best part of the growing season for those cool season grasses. In overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning, right now December corn's unchanged at 426. November soybeans currently down to at 1010. Right now, the July wheat for next year up a penny at 562. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 161. 40-pound block cheese, that was up to at 163. Double A butter on Tuesday down to at $1.68 a pound. This morning, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 17 cents at 1727. November currently up 9 at 1669 a hundredweight. There's your market update on a Wednesday morning. I'm PM Yonke.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's Real News and Great Conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some areas of clouds and fog around this morning, gradually lifting into sunshine this afternoon and highs in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And we're back into sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day, a high in the mid 70s. Right now it's 53.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats, it's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen
yeah.
to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
There's Sting as a part of today's history lesson for the September 24th, 2025, releasing his sixth solo album, Brand New Day, on this day in 1999. Way back in the history books here, on this day in 1789, the first United States Congress passed the Judiciary Act, which creates the Office of Attorney General and the federal judiciary system, including the formation of a Supreme Court. So, a free, independent court system dates back to this date in 1789. This is the anniversary of the birth in 1942 of the late Jerry Marsden. He's the front man and the namesake of Jerry and the Pacemakers.
It may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun...
Now, I had considered from Jerry and the Pacemakers playing their other one of their other big hits, You'll Never Walk Alone, which, of course, is still the song used by the Liverpool Football Club. But I don't know the extent to which Parker pays attention to Premier League soccer and would have known that connection of Liverpool and their song.
No, I had nothing there. I am not a soccer guy at all.
Okay, all right. The needless to say, the Liverpudlians out there in the audience are very disappointed in you and in me for not playing that song.
Liverpudlians?
Liverpudlians are what they are called. Yes.
You're serious? That's what it is?
It got to the point. Yes. It got to the point when we lived in a British territory. We lived on Grand Cayman for those 3 years. And when we first got there, you know, it's like we were the ones with the funny accent because there aren't that many. Everybody thought we were Canadian. Because we're close enough to Canada, but we don't say sorry, we don't say a boot, you know. But by the time it was done, not only could I tell the difference in accents between Caymanian, Jamaican, and Trini, but I could tell which folks were from Liverpool versus London, and of course, cities up to the north. And Scotland. Scotland, you could tell because you couldn't understand a damn thing they were saying. It was, you know, rocks in their mouth.
Scotland sounds like that, and you don't really know what they're saying.
Yes. But Liverpool has its own distinct accent. While we're speaking of things British, it was on this day in 1954 that the iconic London double-decker bus was introduced. The AEC Routemaster was the name of it.
Interesting. I didn't know it had an actual name. I just thought it was a double-decker.
Well, it had to be, some kind of a make and model of something. So, AEC Routemaster. There was one of them in Eau Claire for the longest time. There's a mall that's not there anymore, London Square Mall.
Okay.
And they had one of these double-decker buses as their shuttle bus. And come around the college campus and other parts of town. Yeah. And you could just hop on and get a free ride to the mall.
I like it.
And I don't know, frankly, why more places don't do that. Yeah. And say, you know, it doesn't have to be a double-decker bus, but something unique and say, hey, you want to come out here? Free ride. Because we know you're going to spend money.
I would do free rides in the Wienermobile. I think that's a great idea.
I don't think there's a lot of passenger capacity, but yeah, I could see something like that working out. Let's see. So that was 1954. In 1966, the number one song was Cherish by The Association. In 1979, the Eagles released their sixth album, The Long Run, with the lead single being Heartache Tonight, a song co-written by Bob Seger. Then we move up to 1983, the number one hit was by Billy Joel. Now, Talk About It was a song inspired by his future ex-wife, Christie Brinkley. It was the first of seven singles that would come off the Innocent Man album. There was also Uptown Girl, The Longest Time, Leave a Tender Moment Alone, Keeping the Faith, among others. It was just a juggernaut of an album. Tony says, not a bad thing to be mistaken for a Canadian in today's world. Yes, absolutely.
True.
Yeah. The on this day in 1988, here was the new number one song. It was the first ever a cappella song to hit number one.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
First a cappella song. It kind of surprised me that it took till 1988 for that to happen.
Yeah, I would have thought that there'd have been something like in the 50s or 60s.
And again, time does what it does to various songs. Some age well, some don't. I'm sure a lot of people hear this now and they think that it's very cliche. And I just like to remind people that when this song was fresh and first out, it was so different and unique and novel. And most importantly, happy. Lord, we needed happy days back then in 1988, just as we do now, and it was, you know.
I associate this song with like my fourth grade math class for some reason.
Well, sure, why not? You know, it's easy. It's an easy one for the kids. You know,
yes.
You don't have to do any censoring or anything like that. Let's move up to 1991 with Nirvana's breakthrough album Nevermind being released on this day 34 years ago. On that very same day in 1991, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released Blood Sugar Sex Magik containing the hits Under the Bridge and Give It Away. That album would sell over 10 million copies worldwide. Up to 1996, and this is the title track to a musical film that was directed by and starring Tom Hanks. Thing You Do is one of those, I think, underappreciated pieces. I'm going to bet, Parker, you have not seen That Thing You Do.
I have not. No, I'm...
It was a bit of a takeoff on, say, the Beatles, back in that era, trying to create boy bands.
Sure. Yeah.
And put a group together. Now, this one wasn't all random guys. They knew each other. And it talks about how, you know, how hard they worked. But then you get a little bit of fame and, you know, fame does what fame does to some people.
End up like Kreitlow with a pontoon boat on the lake.
And if pontoon don't need, you just live, you know, you just never leave your house. You're just an absolute shut-in. Yeah. That track, by the way, written by Adam Schlesinger. It's like Trump saying acetaminophen. bass player for Fountains of Wayne. This is also the anniversary of the date of Richard Bong. And now, again, because of the name Bong, you know, a lot of people like to tell a lot of jokes when they see the Bong Bridge or the Bong Memorial or all the other things Parker's trying. Parker's not even trying to stifle his laugh.
I'm only laughing because you made a point of it. I thought we were just going to blow by it, to be honest.
Oh, no. Because, Richard Bong was born this day in 1920. And he's a Medal of Honor recipient from Northern Wisconsin. And so I just wanted to share that story real quick. Richard Bong was one of the most decorated American fighter pilots and our country's top flying ace in the war. He's credited with shooting down 40 Japanese aircraft with his Lockheed P-38 Lightning. He grew up on a farm in Poplar, where he became interested in aircraft while watching planes flying over the farm that were carrying the Daily Mail for President Calvin Coolidge, whose summer White House was in Superior. You might not have known that little historical nugget either, that Calvin Coolidge's summer White House was in Superior. And so Richard Bong became, again, a decorated fighter pilot. He died in 1945 at the age of 24 in California while testing a new jet fighter, the Lockheed P-80, shortly after the war ended. But Richard Bung, a Medal of Honor recipient from Wisconsin, was born this day in 1920. One more birthday to pass along. Again, the late, great puppeteer, Jim Henson. But did you know that Jim Henson and the Muppets actually had two songs that charted on the Billboard Hot 100? There was, I'm sure a lot of you, your first guess would be Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog. And yes, it hit number 25 in 1979 on the charts. But before that, the Muppets actually hit the charts in 1970 with this little nugget from Ernie.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
And then we can get into the whole, you know, Bert and Ernie living together thing and rubber duckies and everything else. But let's just keep it for what it is, the sweetness of a man loving his rubber ducky at bath time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. Today is Women's Health and Fitness Day. It is National Punctuation Day. Sorry, no, National Punctuation Day. I had the wrong one on there. Let's see, birthdays include F. Scott Fitzgerald. Oh, and this is National Cherries Jubilee Day. I believe Cherries Jubilee, is that the one you pour some brandy on and you set it on fire?
Oh, is that what that is? Oh.
I believe it is, and I have had that once in a restaurant, and you never forget it, in part because your eyebrows get a little singed, but it was one of the best desserts ever. So get out there and set fire to some cherries today, kids, and celebrate Cherries Jubilee Day.
I would like to point out today is Ben Platt's birthday.
Should I know that name?
You should probably know. How into theater are you?
I don't know. Tell Grandpa about Ben Platt.
Okay, Ben Platt. He was Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen, which was a huge musical.
Yes.
Yeah. He, and I only am bringing this up because we had Billy Joel earlier.
Yeah.
Billy Joel looks like the child of Jerry Seinfeld and Ben Platt.
Okay, well, now I got to run to Google after the show and check that one out. So
just had a drop in.
Happy birthday to Ben Platt. All right, what else you got for entertainment news this morning?
Entertainment news. I would say that this is news more for my generation, maybe a little bit before my generation as well. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm very excited about that.
Wait, so Bill Nye did not like predate you that much? You actually know Bill Nye?
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I don't know Bill Nye from watching him on TV. I know Bill Nye from watching him in classes, because we would use his videos a ton in classes.
I was going to say yes, probably as classroom videos rather than being a new TV show.
Yes.
But when he was first doing the show, it was very much it was novel, it was unique. Somebody was using, you know, quick cuts and camera shots and animation and everything else to make science cool.
He gets
a star on the Walk of Fame, so that's cool.
I didn't think of like the editing of that show being what made it really interesting.
Oh, it was a little edgy for its time. Again, for talking about science. So
very
what's the new rules here for The Voice? You've got
The Voice has, they're introducing a new it's called the Carson Callback Card, and I'm not familiar with this show. Apparently the host of the show,
Carson Daly,
he is going to have a card that if no coaches turn their chair, he can make them get a second audition, which is specified as being blind, which I thought was the point of the show, was that it was
blind.
It is
the point of the show.
But I don't know. I just thought would pique some interest.
All right. I'm more interested in what happened to the friend of Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic had a friend who, he was killed by a tiger as you probably could have guessed. During an animal show.
That's a terrible tragedy, but you want to see my shocked face?
That
one of Joe Exotic's buddies was killed by a tiger.
Yeah.
All right. There's today's history lesson. We're talking to State Superintendent Jill Underly in the next hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing up with the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round, now through October 31st.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires: How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round, now through October 31st.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. It is the Spooner Homecoming Week, and today, for Wednesday, it is Pajama Day. Also today at area high schools at 7:30, See You at the Pole, a student-led national prayer event happening at the high school flagpole of your local school community and nation. Again, 7:30, See You at the Pole, a student-led prayer event. Today, half day at school for kids at LCO. They have parent-teacher conferences later on this afternoon. Again, half day for students at LCO school. The Washburn County Caregiver Conference, held today at 8:30. At the Washburn County Wellness Center 50 Plus, located at 850 West Beaverbrook Avenue in Spooner. Several presenters, including breakout sessions with caregiver improvisation, chair yoga and sound bath, and painting self-care. There's a light breakfast and lunch provided. You must call for reservations at 715-635-4460. This is a free event, 715-635-4460. The Washburn County Caregiver Conference, happening from 8:30 till 3:30. at the Washburn County Wellness Center, 850 West Beavers Avenue in Spooner. Today at 9 o'clock, mobile service wiper blades will be distributed by Timber Ford of Hayward. They will be at the corner of County Road B and K, right there by Kuby's Coffee. Starting at 9 o'clock, they will install and provide for you free wiper blades for your vehicle. Stop by anytime between 9 and 3 o'clock. Free wiper blades from Timber Ford of Hayward at the corner of B and K. Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up at 10 a.m. until 3 o'clock. The food shelf is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77, just a little bit north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of food that was recovered from Marketplace and Walmart. They have meats and produce primarily, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program. Regardless of your financial situation, everyone is welcome. From 10 a.m. until 3, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward. Girls Varsity Golf starting at 10 o'clock, a invitational involving many schools. They will be at the Solon Springs Golf Course. Ashland, Barron, Chautauqua, Cumberland, Grantsburg, Ladysmith, Spooner, St. Croix Falls, Superior, Unity Luck, and, of course, Hayward. At 10 o'clock, Girls Varsity Golf in Solon Springs. The Strong Bodies program is starting at 10:30 at the Le Couturier Aging and Disability Center, located at 13856 West Corbine Road in Stone Lake. Transportation is available by calling Bob at 715-699-3529. This program has been shown to increase strength, muscle mass, and bone density. Classes are held twice weekly and include progressive resistance training, balance training, and flexibility exercises. Again, the Strong Bodies program at the LCO Elder Center starting at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, a Super Senior Classes is being held at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street. This class is only $2, and it's 45 minutes geared towards 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. 11 o'clock at the Hayward Resource Center Super Senior Classes. A Ladies Network lunch is starting at 11:30 until 12:30 at the Flat Creek Lodge, located at 10290 Highway 27 in Hayward. The keynote speaker is Caroline, owner and founder of the Three Fly Sisters Taps and Wine. Join us for networking, community updates, and engaging presentation you won't want to miss. Sign in and networking starts at 11:15. Come and meet some fabulous ladies. Bring a girlfriend. Bring info to share about your business, workplace, or events happening in the surrounding communities. Please RSVP to Kathy by calling 715-651-4478. 715-651-4478. Again, ladies networking lunch at 11:30 at the Flat Creek Lodge. Power pump classes are being held at 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels and targets all major muscle groups by using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. Emphasize low weight loads and high repetition and motivational music. Again, Power Pump, 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center. The LCO Ojibwe University Powwow Wednesday night is happening at 4:30 until 8. This will be held at the Le Couturier Ojibwe University, located at 13466 West Trepanier Road. Becky Taylor and Thomas Kane will be hosting this powwow at the Pipe Mustache Auditorium. Everyone's welcome to bring crafts and dance. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump shifting his stance on the war in Ukraine, now saying the country can win back the land it's lost to Russia. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It's a major shift from President Trump.
Let them get their land back. It could be that Russia's a paper tiger.
The president, on the day of his UN address, saying, quote, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
After his address to the UN General Assembly, the president met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, Zelensky will address the body at the UN. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following his suspension by ABC for speaking out after the Charlie Kirk killing. Nexstar and Sinclair station owners, however, still refused to air the show on its affiliates. Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest storms in years, has been whipping up waves and turning rough seas on China's southern coast. The typhoon killing 17 people in Taiwan,